This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. We're seeing the scripture being fulfilled in our day. As the prophets of old prophesied, what we call the Old Testament, the apostles, the prophets, and the words of our Lord Jesus Christ are recorded in what we call the New Testament. God loves his people so much. He's gone through a great price to redeem his people. And that his people would not be ignorant, that his people would not be in darkness, that his people would not be in folly or trapped by things that they were not expecting. The Lord's told us before they would ever come to pass that we would be preparing ourselves in every single way, spiritually, soulishly, emotionally, mentally, physically, with the mind of the Lord, yielding to the Lord in these days. God will show you how to prepare, but you need to come to the cross of Jesus Christ and die daily. Crucify the flesh that you may die to yourself, but be alive to God to do his will. As God called you out of corruption and into his glorious kingdom, the kingdom of his dear Son. And that kingdom is coming forth in power and glory. And we're seeing the kingdoms of this world, the men, the rich men, the erring religious people joining together in rebellion against the Lord. And this is why God is calling you to know him. You want to know his voice. You want to love the Lord and walk worthy of the calling wherewith he has called you. The things of this world will pass away, but the kingdom of the Lord will remain forever. This is a reading from Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi 4, verse 5. And isn't it interesting, as Jesus was here about 2,000 years ago, there was a man named John the Baptist. Very unusual man. He ate locusts and wild honey. Girded himself with a leather girdle. He was outside the religious system in that day. Wasn't part of the temple. Wasn't part of the synagogue. But he was a true servant of the Lord. In fact, Jesus said that if you could receive it, John the Baptist is Elijah, the spirit of Elijah. And what does the spirit of Elijah do? He calls people to repent of idolatry, and he prepares the way of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. And John the Baptist said, I must decrease, and he must increase. And this is true in our day. The spirit of Elijah is moving and ministering through the true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because his coming is nigh, very near. And the spirit of Elijah is confronting idolatry and rebellion. And this is why you want to give yourself completely to the way of the Lord. I want to talk to you today about several scriptures. I'm going to read the word of God to you because this is something the Lord has told me, that the people would wish they listened to God's word far more than they did. The time will come to pass when you wish you listened to God's word rather than the words of man. Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto those that are upside down, that are leaders, whether secular or spiritual, and are upside down in regards to the kingdom of God. Upside down is regarding the truth. They'll call a lie truth, and they'll call truth a lie. And those that love righteousness, they're called wicked. And this is what they did to the Master, Lord Jesus Christ. They call him a prince of Beelzebub, prince of devils. And if they lied about Jesus Christ, they're going to lie about the true disciples. And this is why you need to prepare. You need to be crucified in Jesus Christ, that you can be walking in the newness of life by the Spirit of God with boldness and power and truth, and be setting your face like a flint, standing up for the truth, Because, ladies and gentlemen, in our day, right now, this scripture that I just read, Isaiah 5:20, is truly coming to pass. The governments are in rebellion. But it is a judgment upon the masses, particularly the United States of America, for her iniquity, for leading the nations astray from the Lord. It's so bold and brash to be in rebellion against the Lord and has refused to repent. So God has given lying leaders, leaders that pass laws that line their own pockets with money. They're stealing the money. And they look in a camera and lie, and the multitudes, for the most part, do not perceive it. They believe the lies. But God says, woe unto those that lie. Woe unto those that call evil good and good evil. They're now saying that those that stand up against abortion, the murder of innocent life, that they're terrorists, that they're radical, they're dangerous, they're violent. That's a lie. They say those that have given their life to serve their country in the military, that they're terrorists, that they're a threat to the nation's security. That's a lie. And many such things are being passed, ladies and gentlemen. It's bittersweet. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. It's topsy-turvy. And you've got to know what you believe. You've got to be like a tree planted by the water with roots, a strong tree with fruit that for God's glory. And this is what he's looking for. Trees of righteousness that aren't swayed by the winds of cunning craftiness of men that lie and put and they reject the truth for fables. So important. Jesus talked about the vine. He is the vine. This analogy. And my father's the gardener, a husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's God's goal in your life, that you have a lot of fruit. And he's going to cut you back so you grow more. John the Baptist, when he came, he said, now is the axe laid to the tree. And every tree that does not bear fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Matthew 3, verse 10. God's looking for fruit. God's looking for you to be fruitful with godly fruit. Not synthetic fruit. Man-made, artificial, false motivations. Listen, Jesus said, every good tree brings forth good fruit. And a corrupt tree brings forth corrupt fruit. You can know them by their fruits. Open your eyes. Discern. Have a heart towards God and you can see the false. You won't follow the voice of the stranger. Follow the Lord. This is imperative that you understand this. In Isaiah chapter 29, the prophet Isaiah talked about what was going on with the religious system in that day. Similar to the day in Jesus' time, and similar to the day throughout church history, and especially right now. Blindness, blindness, blindness upon the religious system and upon the multitudes. And there's a reason why. They can't see. They can't perceive. They read the book and the words don't mean anything to them. They don't receive the life of God. They're alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them. Isaiah 29:10 and following. Listen, for the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that's sealed. You see, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't you expect the prophets and the rulers and the seers to have illumination of the Spirit of God and truth in the scripture? But the Lord's saying he's given them a spirit of deep sleep and closed their eyes that they can't even see. And the vision of them is closed like a book that's sealed. What did Jesus say about the religious system in his day? The ones that sought to murder him? The ones that lied about him? Paid 30 pieces of silver to betray him? He said they were blind guides, leading the blind. He said, leave them alone because they'll both fall into the ditch. That's the danger of being blind. That's the danger of not seeing light from darkness or evil from good or bitter from sweet. Isaiah 29, verse 13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough to give God lip service. It's not enough you say you love God. God's looking at your fruit. Good fruit? Or is it bad fruit? Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near with their mouth, with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us? Who knows? The Lord knows. The Lord sees. This exhortation from the Spirit of God to bear fruit, to be like a tree planted by the water, bearing fruit that's not swayed by every wind that comes, the latest thing, by the pressure, by the persecution, because they're going to be adamant as stone that you follow in line and not resist their lies. But you must stand up for the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You must stand up for the truth. Every good tree bears good fruit. Every bad tree bears bad fruit. Now is the time when the axe is laid to the tree. Every tree that does not bear fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. The Lord said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Need to listen, ladies and gentlemen. Put everything to the test. Weigh everything with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. That's how you will discern truth from a lie, bitter from sweet, light from darkness. There's a difference. Psalms 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither,